Agents of Change.
William Berwick. In the Museo Nacional de Suárez dos Reis in Porto, you may notice an unusual and distinctive painting of a proud black man with a long, pointy white beard. He sits with legs crossed in long yellow grass, contemplating the horizon, a white tent and tall eucalypts in the background. The artwork's label has the title Regalo Australiano, literally Australian Chief. It was painted by Artur Loureiro, apparently in 1900, towards the end of his stay in Melbourne, where he had lived since 1885. The man in the painting is William Berwick, a Wurundjeri man from the Kulin Nation of southeastern Australia. He was born in the 1820s near the Yarra River, in country now built over with the suburbs of the city of Melbourne. Berwick was to leave a memorable and lasting legacy for his people. He lived into his 80s, but disaster came early to his life. He was still a boy when a party of armed British men claimed the territory of the Kulin for themselves. From that moment, Berwick's life would be completely unlike the one his parents expected for him. In less than a decade, British colonisation displaced most of the Wurundjeri people from their land, severed their access to resources, and left many dead from punishment, poverty, disease, or despair. Berwick learned rapidly to adapt to the hardships of colonisation by sharpening his intellect and diplomatic skills. As a young man, he joined the native police, a role that gave him some authority in the colony. Native police were used to track fugitives from justice and administer punishment to both colonists and colonised. Berwick also became a close assistant to Simon Wonga, the Ngurungaeta, or leader of the Kulin people. In the 1860s, Berwick helped Wonga secure ownership of a large tract of land in Corranderk, 60 kilometres from Melbourne. There the Kulin lived, with some autonomy. They farmed animals for wool and meat, and grew wheat, hops and vegetables for sale in the city. They had a bakery, dairy and butcher, and also a school. The farm became so productive that it incited the envy of colonists who wanted the land for themselves. Wonga died in 1874, and Berwick became the Ngurungaeta. His most urgent task was to preserve Corranderk from calls to close it down or sell or lease the land to colonists. Berwick campaigned against closure throughout the 1870s and the 1880s. He organised delegations to march the 60 kilometres to Melbourne to present petitions at Parliament House. He made friends with allies in the colony, most importantly the Presbyterian philanthropist Anne Bonn, who repeatedly lobbied the Board for Protection of Aborigines to allow Corranderk to continue. Berwick also spoke to the press. When the Board for Protection of Aborigines wanted to move the thriving community to the north, he was quoted as declaring, "Me no leave it, Yarra my father's country." At Corranderk, Berwick became well known for welcoming visitors and teaching them about the culture and stories of his people. He demonstrated how to make and throw boomerangs and gave interviews to the anthropologist Alfred Howitt. Berwick also made many friends with local artists. His Corranderk neighbours were the Dupuri family. Berwick used to visit them and join Victor Dupuri's art lessons, which were taught by Artur Loureiro. Berwick sat for portraits by Loureiro, Dupuri and other artists, and also learned to paint using European art materials and techniques. He made many watercolour paintings of his own, which illustrate the traditions of his people. Among several head and shoulders portraits of Berwick, Loureiro's Regolo Australiano is unique because it shows Berwick's face and body in profile, set in a landscape, sitting down on his land. Sit down is an Aboriginal English expression for settling or claiming land. Vincent Lignari is remembered for describing how Aboriginal stockmen walked off Festi's cattle station in 1966 and sat down at Watty Creek, as recorded in the songs Gurindji Blues and From Little Things Big Things Grow. Lignari's sitting down began a long strike for land rights, pay and self-determination. It is likely that sitting down is a practice that Aboriginal people developed early on in response to displacement from their ancestral lands by British colonists. We can regard Loureiro's Regolo Australiano as a tribute to Barrick's long political struggle to sit down at Corranderk. Barrick was a remarkable go-between. He overcame the collapse of his society and navigated vast cultural differences in his life and political struggles. Although his tireless campaign to save Corranderk was finally unsuccessful, he used his artistic, linguistic and diplomatic intelligence to form alliances and gain sympathy and respect. His teaching made important contributions to the complex process of cultural translation that feeds the sciences of Indigenous anthropology, history and linguistics today. Barrick left a lasting record of his people's culture and was one of the earliest Aboriginal people to paint permanent artworks. Loureiro's portrait in the National Museum in Porto shows a proud leader of his people, sitting down in his culture and law, resilient in his resistance to colonisation.